Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he recaps Tuesday's City Council meeting. In that meeting, some public hearings done, some public hearing dates set, a discussion regarding street services and snow removal. Trails was also brought up, as well as East Elementary. A lot of different things brought up in this meeting. I guess first off, Aaron, when it comes to the budget and the public hearings, what are some things the listeners here in Knoxville need to know?
Yeah, so Monday night we approved our first of the two main public hearings that we do. And this one's actually a new one. Last year in the state, the legislature basically changed the process for cities just a little bit. So now there's actually two public hearings. And so we had one Monday night. This one is specifically about the property tax. And so that seemed to go without a hitch. The public hearing that we actually set, that relates to adopting the full budget. This is everything, all the numbers, all the different sources, and all the different expenditures, everything rolled up in one. And so that's like our final adoption. And so we set the public hearing for that. That's also required by the state, that we do that in advance so everyone knows and has opportunity. So that public hearing will happen on the 17th, and that will be when we actually adopt the budget on February 17th. Yeah, so that's sort of the budget process. Again, it's a little bit of a change to years past.
Now, when it comes to it, I know there was a previous meeting, there was a citizen, a concerned citizen that wanted to bring up snow removal and street services in Knoxville. That discussion was held this past meeting. Take us through that discussion and what came of it.
Yeah, you know, snow removals, it's a tough one. We as a community certainly do our best. And I say community because it's not just us. It's the county has some roads. And then obviously the DOT with Highway 14, Lincoln Street. And we're all out there trying to do our best. I know it's frustrating. We all deal with it when the snow flies. So we are always trying to look for better ways to do things. And so, you know, when we have input from a citizen like that, we do try to take that to heart. We are doing our best out there. I think one of the specific points that came out of the discussion that I think would be kind of important is, you know, there was references to how things were done in the past and why we've gone away from that. And I think it's important for folks to know that our street department has basically half the people that it did in, say, the 1980s. And so one of the specific points brought up was the idea of plowing both night and day so that snow wouldn't accumulate quite so much. That's just not viable for us anymore. We, you know, these people are human. They make mistakes like humans do, and they need to sleep and eat and maybe even see their families if they could. Just because it's winter, you know, they can't stop functioning as humans. And so we just can't, we're not at a level that we can afford to staff two crews that would run all the time on snow.
And now when it comes to it, obviously the big talk and discussion for the city obviously is the Capitine Trail Phase 2, a big thing for the city. I guess, first of all, take us through what exactly the Phase 2 is and what it means for the city.
Yeah, this is one we're really excited to be bringing to the community. This is a long time coming. I know a lot of residents have been looking forward to this for quite some time. So I guess just logistic-wise, this would be picking up where the trail currently stops. This would be on the hospital property just south of the main hospital there. And then it will head across Highway 14 going east. It will end at 5th Street and run basically along Compitine Creek, just as you mentioned. That's the actual name of the creek, is the Compitine Creek. We have sewer easements there, and that's part of the reason we chose to do that. I think it's going to be a beautiful leg of the trail, a lot of trees, obviously with the creek there. You'll ride just on Roach Street for a very brief time and actually go from the north side of the creek to the south side of the creek using Roach Street. Yeah, and we'll take you out to 5th Street. Adds basically another mile to the mile. We have approximately a mile. So something we're definitely excited for. So last night's action was to actually accept the bids. We were able to take the low bid, and work will be starting this spring, and we're very excited to have that project start.
And last but not least, when it comes to the city council meeting, discussion about East Elementary when it comes to the county. I know the county is going to be having an elevator project coming up here in the spring. They were looking at East Elementary to possibly move there. Take us through that.
Yeah, this is actually very akin to what we did with our own library project, where the library used East Elementary as a temporary home. That helps in the work to be done in the building so much, to be able to have people out so that folks can do things like run a jackhammer all day and not worry about dust. It's just so different when you have offices still running. And so I know the county would hope to be able to do that too. You know, really, it just continues a great partnership we've had with Marion County to open that space to them. I think it's better for the taxpayers because they will not be paying to a private entity any kind of a rent. In fact, they would just be responsible basically for the utilities there. So I think it saves money for the taxpayer and allows for them to make those much needed improvements to the courthouse and keep that as a viable building. I know it's a building that's near and dear to a lot of folks, and we'd hate to see it go to a state like a Warren County where it's no longer viable as a courthouse. And so it's a good opportunity for them to do some much needed improvements. And our hope is that as a city, allowing them to use East Elementary will help them have as smooth as possible a process for that. And for the public too, that they'll have a location they can go to and continue to get those county services.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.